To the Batmobile. Let's go.
See you not paying attention to the screen, whereas we can't see Homer not paying attention. So I know that you saw we weren't recording yet.
Well, anyway, I started listening to Joe Rogan's podcast.
That's a dangerous rabbit hole.
On the drive to work and drive back, so I'm almost trying to listen to him. And man, it's pretty great.
Yeah, let's talk about how great that podcast is on our podcast.
No, I mean Joe Rogan. It's Joe Rogan. I mean,
hey, David, I'm going to start recording now. Great. Let me talk about something not related to what we were going to talk about and spend the opening segment promoting.
But I love it that he started off like, we're going to talk about this movie. And you're like, cool, let's record. And he's hot. He's hot. Yeah, whatever.
Y'all always have something to complain about.
And I'm like,
okay,
really?
Two things. First of all, you don't need to talk up the Joe Rogan podcast. It's the number one podcast in the world. Number two, I know you do not have the nerve to talk about us complaining.
I complain about things.
Welcome to another episode of Pocket Knife News. I'm Aaron.
I'm Homer.
And begrudgingly, I'm David.
I feel like you mean to say like you're on this show begrudgingly, but you said that
we're back.
Like I'm upset that we're I'm back.
David. Well, that's who.
That's all I'm thinking is we're back.
Welcome back.
It's been a long month? Month of holidays, month and a half? How long were we gone for?
Just a month.
Month.
If that. If maybe even only 3 to 4 weeks.
I don't know.
Not even a full month. 28 days.
Like last week went by and I was like, well, I guess we ain't doing it that week.
My wife said the same thing. She's like, are you doing a podcast? 2 weeks ago, she said, are you doing a podcast? I said, yeah, I'm doing it next week. She's like, hey, aren't you doing your podcast tonight? It was Tuesday. And then I looked at my phone and I had a text message from Homer said, we doing the pod? I was all, yeah, next week. That's gonna be my bad, y'all.
I would have been down. It's all good. No worries.
I didn't want you to think we lost faith in it or something, bro.
I appreciate it. Appreciate y'all. We'll come back. We took a month off. It's Christmas. Ain't nobody listening during Christmas.
Yeah,
I know because I'm the one who just missed all the biggest movies of the year.
We just missed the time of one of the biggest movies of the year.
I'm not sure what movie you're talking about.
Okay, well,
Jumanji.
Not really. Did you go see Star Wars yet or no?
That's gonna be a big 10 too. It's gonna be a negative.
Are you serious? You really haven't gone to go see it? Are you a Star Wars fan or is it just one of those series that you're just like, oh, I'll see it when I see it?
It's one of those series that I always wished I was into because the marketing and the package design for everything is so good.
So, see, like, my friend had a complaint because she was like, Star Wars is everywhere now. Like, she was like, back in the day, you know, even when it was like first starting off, it's like, yeah, we had toys. That was it. Like, maybe a coloring book, you know, little things here and there. And she was kind of complaining, like, there's napkins. But I mean, she was like, back in the day, Mickey Mouse had napkins. You know what I mean? And her complaint is now, like, Star Wars is everywhere. It's like, hey, look, Pop-Tarts? Yeah, Star Wars. Hey,
I'm
look,
still
Cheetos?
Kind of confused.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. First of all, I'm going to have to disagree with your friend. And I'm not even that big of a Star Wars fan. Using Pop-Tarts as a continued example, when I saw that there were DC villains on Pop-Tarts, I wasn't like, Lex Luthor's everywhere now. Joker's everywhere now. No, I was fucking stoked. Why? If you're honest, then why wouldn't you be stoked that you can go buy some fucking Star Wars paper towels right now?
Anyway, so I guess that makes sense. That why? Because I thought for whatever reason I was under the impression that you were like I am, or I don't know about Homer, but just the fact that it's just one of those iconic things. You're excited
clearly
to see
it. Clearly, he did not see or hear that I said I saw it like three times within the weekend it came out.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. I've been wanting to see it a second time, but I didn't see it.
Huge fan, David. You're a huge fan.
You know, no. So that's interesting because you know what? I still have not seen Star Trek Beyond.
Beat the crap.
And it's on. And it's
He's only talking to Dave because we can't see him right now.
It's on Amazon Prime.
Which one? Sorry. Star Trek Beyond.
I'm gonna have to give that one a second watch
because I watched it. That's the third one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I remember watching it.
It was pretty good. I thought it was pretty funny.
I want to rewatch it. I loved the first one. I did not like the second one. I did not like the second one.
God.
Which was like you could see that coming from a mile away because that's like Benedict Cumberbatch's like fucking signature move to yell at some point and make that face. Like that, he does it in everything that he's in at some point. So like obviously he's gonna be Khan. So that was lame. And then two, I'm just not a big Benedict Cumberbatch fan outside of Sherlock. So I don't know. I wasn't so stoked on it. I like Doctor Strange more than I thought I was going to, and I didn't see that in theaters either. And I kind of regret it because the visuals were so good when I watched it at home.
Oh, yeah.
It was great visuals. But then I rewatched Doctor Strange, and I was like, man, this really is not as good the second time as it was the first time.
Yeah, I think it's a one-hit.
I do not like the fact that I can't talk about Star Wars right now. Let me see it a second time.
All right, fine. The clock is running. You guys, the fans want it.
No.
I'm the letdown here. No, I'm the one who made the podcast a week late.
No,
I'll be back in 2 minutes.
No,
two we're minutes.
Not gonna talk about it.
I'll be back in 2 minutes.
No, I don't want to talk about it.
How epic was that damn fucking movie, bro? So to be honest with you, there was like a lot that went on, and there was like a lot of theories. All right, I'm gonna continue it whether he's here or not. But since he gave us these 2 minutes, like, okay, spoilers. Everybody knows this. People die. All right, people are gonna like Snoke is dead. You know, Luke is gone.
That was like the coolest part of the movie, I thought.
But a lot of people are saying like Snoke isn't dead.
Aww.
Like. Snoke did what Luke did. You know, where he was like...
You know, I don't think Disney is creative enough to do anything like that. I really think that they did what
it
they
was
did.
Creative it was enough blatant. To, like, do the whole damn fucking thing that it did, where it was like, oh, yeah, I was fucking mind-bending the whole fucking fight that you just fucking saw. Like,
yeah,
when that happened, was cool, I mean, like, oh.
I guess what I want to talk about. So honestly, I mean, I can see why people bitch about the movie, but I liked it. I thought it was great. I thought it was fresh. It didn't do the whole, you know, rehashing of what a sequel's supposed to be. I love the fact that there was not an actual lightsaber fight. It just made it a little bit different. I love the fight. The fight scene with her and Kylo Ren where they started shooting all the, you know, well, Aaron's back, so. Anyway, we didn't have to talk about that, Aaron, at all.
The fans want to hear it. I know I'm a letdown.
Well,
trust me, I'm married, I know.
We actually didn't talk about it that much. We really didn't. But what I was trying to say, and this is a spoiler-free comment, is I thought it was a great movie. And I do not agree with all this. And I think you saw my post on Facebook. You know, Star Wars fans are the
post.
Bitchiest, whiniest fanboy fuckboys of my generation or whatever. I mean, the whiniest bitches on the planet. I mean, it's like for them, it's damned if you do, damned if you don't. They hated the prequels. I thought the prequels were decent enough to not be as bad as a lot of people say they are. And this movie I thought was great. I thought it was fresh. And the things that people hated about it, I get, but I still love the movie. On the flip side, I remember when I went to see The Force Awakens, I saw it twice. No, I saw it three times in the theaters. Twice within like I don't know. You know, I saw it three times within a week. It was crazy. I liked it so much. This one, I've wanted to go see it again, but I haven't made do it. And I think there's a reason behind it. And I internally, I feel like I think that I really liked it, but maybe I didn't like it as much as I thought I did. I don't know. I need to go see it again, even though I want to. You know, it was weird. But I guess that was the point I was trying to make. Anyway, we'll talk about it more in depth once you see it.
Sounds good. So, aside from Star Wars and Jumanji,
which was great. I saw that 2 minutes ago. You didn't see Jumanji yet either?
I actually haven't been in the movies since I saw Justice League.
Are you serious?
I know, right?
Nice.
A lot of Netflix. A lot of catching up. I watched a lot of stuff. I watched Atomic Blonde. I finally saw. Great.
Oh, that was a pretty good movie.
Yeah, it's like a notch down from John Wick.
Yeah.
Which I dug. I really liked that. Been watching the Netflix movies. We watched Bright. Bright was amazing. Really enjoyed Bright. I was curious how they were going to do that. You know, the glaring Will Smith is a Bright was evident from the fucking trailer. So I don't know why they had to like beat around that bush for a long time in the movie. But aside from that, I loved it. I thought it was really good. It was kind of interesting. I felt like, did you see Bright, David?
You know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of the way John Wick came out. So,
John Bright Wick reminded you of the way John Wick came out.
Yeah. So when I went to go see John Wick, I went to go see it because I literally had nothing to do on a Friday night. It was the night that it came out, and I saw it, and I was like, "What the fuck is this movie?" And I think I saw like a 10-minute clip on HBO First Look bullshit. And I was like, "That seems all right. Let me go." The Draft House, join it. I'll go get myself some pizza and fried pickles. So I went, and I remember I loved it because
$45 tab right there.
Yep,
it was like 26. Mm-hmm. Now it's like 29. It's so stupid. Anyway,
let me get a water. So, it's gonna be an extra $3. Holy,
so I go see this movie.
No ice.
And it was a great film. Like it was just a great, like, you know, I didn't think they'd make a sequel. But I love the fact, you know, we talked about it so much on the podcast, you know, the backstory, all the little intricacies about the movie, you know, the hotel, the exchange system that they have, the rules, everything, and how we talked about how, you know, there could be a whole prequel. You can make tons of movies just about like that whole, it doesn't have to even be around the character John Wick, and you could just be around the theme world. Of the movie. You know, and so
picking up what you're putting down, David, I see where you're going. And yeah, I know you're going to talk for a long time and end up just saying the same thing. Got it.
Yeah, so
no, I agree with you, man. That world is interesting. That
whole backstory.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's why, like, I think we've touched on it, that they were saying, like, we want to do a show, you know, and they already finally released the first of the comic series.
For Bright? So the
first one is out.
No, he's talking about John Wick.
Okay.
Yeah, so the first one finally came out when it should have been out, like, what, September?
Yeah, I think. A long time ago.
Yeah.
I will say, you know what? I was watching Bright, and I couldn't help but think, you know, it's David Ayer. It's half the cast from Suicide Squad was in this movie. I'm just kidding. It's Will Smith and, you know, a couple other people, like the guard from the prison is in this movie as one of the other cops. You know, so it's some of his homeboys. I couldn't help but feel like, so was, like, Suicide Squad, like, you playing in this realm before you made this movie? Like, I'm very curious what came first, the Bright script or the Suicide Squad script? Because the biggest problem with Suicide Squad was him making the ending all in fantasy world fighting Enchantress, whereas he made this entire movie in this fantasy world, and it was amazing. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I just thought that was interesting. I'm very curious what came first, and – you know, if he played in Suicide Squad first and was like, yeah, some of this shit didn't work for sure. but if we do it this way, maybe we can make it work. So, I don't know. I thought that was interesting. That was good, though. Really enjoyed it. David, was it you who told me, or Homer, it might have even been you, told me about Homer. The show Love on Netflix? Oh,
no, that was David.
That was me. I love that show.
So, we finished season 2 of Love yesterday. The first episode was amazing. The rest of the first season was pretty good. And then you get into season 2. Oh. And I'm going to pick some gripes with you here, David, because you did not prepare me for what I was getting into. When I was like,
I need to rewatch it.
I turned it on. We were looking for something to watch one day. I was like, I can't remember who. Somebody told me something good about this show. And they was like, oh, that's fine. And we love the first season. The first season, it's good. It's very good. But then you watch second season and you're like, oh my God, first season's crap. Like the second season, the first season, you got 10 episodes. They're good episodes, right?
Yeah.
Second season starts and holy shit, it's the most uplifting 8 episodes of television I might have ever watched. It's so, so good. And like, I finished every episode just like smiling, loving it. And then episode 9 comes and 10 comes and I was all, well, that, what a fucking, like, I can't believe this. Like, what are they going to do from here? It is ridiculous. I got so invested in these characters. But then season 2 fucked with you even more. You finish episode 10, and then I'm pissed off. I'm like, oh, man, that's a end of this.
Now I need to watch it because I can't remember what happens at the end of
the show. Real kicker is there's 12 freaking episodes in the season. So here I am getting to 10 thinking it's over. And nope, I got 2 more episodes of this shit.
Oh, shit.
So then I watched the last 2. We finished the last episode. Darren and I look at each other. We're like, "You fucking for real? For real?" I don't know. I don't know how much more of this I could take. She looked it up. The Love's ending with season 3. I was like, "Thank God."
Is it really?
Yeah. And it comes out in March, so it's like right around the corner. I can't wait.
It's ending with season 3. Can't be. I thought I'd been following this show. That sucks.
No, it doesn't. Did you not just hear my spiel? It needs to end.
Yeah, I guess so.
Anyway.
You think so? Really? I guess it makes sense. I mean, there's only so far you can go with the story.
Seasons 1 and 2, without getting too spoilery, what happened in seasons 1 and 2, it's kind of like come full circle already. So like if we do this roundabout again to bring the show to an end, I'm okay with that. But if they did this whole thing again for them to do it again, like I couldn't do like this back and forth of doing the same thing. Which there's not much more you can do with this show, the way that it's structured. It's very good. It's very raunchy. A lot of swearing. I love these swearing sitcoms that are on Netflix. Also finished season 4 of The Ranch, which was amazing as well. And then I rewatched The Ranch.
So I'm on season 2, and I think I stopped watching it once I saw the news article about them kicking Danny Masterson off the show. Because I'm like, man, I fucking hate when they change shows on me. And I don't want to fucking deal with that later, so I'm just going to stop watching it right now. I'm probably going to continue to watch it at some point, but...
Well, he's all the way through...
season 4, yeah.
He's actually... And then he's in the first half of part 5, too, which comes out later this year.
Oh, okay. Really?
So I think the article I had read said...
Write them all somehow, or what?
Yeah, they were in the midst of production, first part 5. They're halfway through, and now they're writing them off. So it should be in.
So probably the other reason why I'm not going to continue. Well, I'm still on season 2, but I'm not going to even try to watch House of Cards because I thought Kevin Spacey met me that fucking show.
I think I'm going to agree with that. I hadn't started House of Cards, and like it's been built enough and it was hyped up enough. But then, you know, all the shit happens with Kevin Spacey. I'm kind of like, meh. I kind of don't care about House of Cards anymore.
Yeah. Oh, but yeah. I gotta rewatch Love again. I love that show. It's a great one, and that show made me fall in love. I already forgot her fucking name, but the main chick in the show, she's fucking Nikki. Beautiful.
Nicki Minaj.
And I started, Mickey, like watching Mickey Mouse.
Nicki Minaj.
There you go. Yeah, but I forgot her fucking real name. I started watching all like her movies and shit. So
nah, fuck that. And, Mickey's cool, but Birdie is the shit, dude. Her little Australian friend.
Yeah.
Most adorable girl you'll ever see in your life. Love her.
Did you watch that show, Glow?
No, I haven't yet.
No.
It's in queue.
You should watch that one. It's actually really good. I was very shocked because I had no had no desire to see it, and then someone told me, like, I think I heard from, like, a third person, like, you have to check this out. And I'm like, okay, let me just fucking put the first episode on. Like, it's one of those that, at least I feel like, it's one of those shows that the first episode gets you hooked into the whole show.
Oh, no, there's some shows where it's, like, three episodes in, and it's like, dude, I love it.
Before Glow, next, I think, actually, like, straight up, next on my list is Peaky Blinders. But then after Peaky Blinders is going to be...
You have not seen Peaky Blinders?
Oh, I haven't. No, dude, and I fucking love that kid. Oh, the kid, the main, one of those main kids, he's from Animal Kingdom, and I love that show so much, it makes me want to watch Peaky Blinders. Anyways, though...
Dude, Tom Hardy's even in that show. Dude.
I know! I love it. You don't need to sell me, bro. Sell me, though. See, I'm pretty sure you've seen this show, though.
Dude, sell me okay, on. So it's like Lawless. Right?
Yeah, I know.
It's like it Lawless, awesome. But it's like in the fucking Al Capone kind of days shit, you know what I mean? And it's, you're, I don't know how to fucking say that.
Homer's like,
you're gonna so fucking like it, but it's I'm so cool.
I'm
telling you,
I'm already
like,
sold.
The it style, looks you're gonna see the style and you're gonna be like, dude, they're fucking gangsters, they're fucking badass, like they're doing all this fucking criminal shit. Like the first two seasons are fucking epic. Like, I just finished season 4 the other day. Like,
yeah, I saw a new episode and I was like, fuck, I really need to watch this show. And the short seasons, I'm all on that shit.
Yeah, they're like hour long, but I mean, what, 8, 10
yeah,
episodes?
Yeah, but if it's only 8 or 10 episodes, I'm cool with that. Sell me, though, you've seen Godless, right, Homer?
Yeah.
You finished it?
Yep.
All right, you're the first person I've talked to that's finished the series through and through. What do you think? Worth the watch?
Very worth the watch. I'm wanting more.
Wow, you know what already? I
mean? Yeah, and like, I don't know, like...
A long episode. It's like said, every episode's a movie. It's like an hour, 20-minute episode.
Yeah. And it said, which is weird, like, whenever you read it, it says limited episode. Like, so I don't know, I'm like, is it limited because this is going to be the only goddamn season? Or is it limited, like... Only for now? Like, what's going on?
Interesting.
But I mean...
Worth the watch, though.
Very worth the watch.
All right, sell me on this one. You sold me on... Well, you didn't need to sell me on Peaky Blinders. Sell me on this one. Give me some comparisons.
Comparisons? It's kind of like a Tombstone movie, dude. Like, it's your typical Western, like... What's his name? Oh, my God. I could never think of actors' names. I am horrible with them. The guy from...
It's what we call a podcast
break. Dumb and Dumber?
Harry.
Not Jim Carrey, the other one.
Harry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not Jim Carrey, the other one.
Yeah, yeah.
Him. Mm-hmm. So he's in it, and he Jeff Daniels, plays... Guys. There you go. He plays...
Thanks, David.
Awesome. Coming dude. In clutch. Like, I know he's been in a lot of serious shows and serious movies, and I don't think I've ever seen him in a Western... But I feel like he actually belongs in Western movies because of this role. Like, he just makes it look like, dude, you're like one of the best hard asses motherfuckers I've ever seen. Like, he's somebody that you don't want to fuck with. He's somebody you don't want to fucking come across. And, like, I love it, dude. Like, he actually, like, makes the show, even though he's the villain. Of course, he's going to be one of the main guys.
Oh, dude, villains can make the show. Don't feel bad. He, about that at all.
I feel like they need to give him more time. Like he needs. Okay, y'all put him in there 10 minutes, 15 minutes per episode. Give me 30 minutes, 45 minutes so of him he's kicking that ass. Good. Yeah,
we need more of him. He needs more.
Yeah, time. And he just brings like he's one of those guys that brings fear into like every person he comes across, and I fucking love it, dude.
All right, I got those guys on cue. Wrapping up our Netflix news from the break, I watched.
I'm angrily tweeting to Netflix right now.
Who is
me,
David? I'm angry
about Love.
Bring me Love.
Yes. Why? Why are you doing season 3 only?
I'm sure Judd Apatow had no say in it because you know he's a very easygoing director and is not a stickler for anything. And he makes that show. I watched the movie. It just came out over the weekend. Before I Wake?
Oh, okay. Okay. So, I was wanting to see that movie because there was a lot going on with that movie.
So let me break this down real quick. So I also watched over the break that movie Kidnapped with Halle Berry. And everybody went through that shit where they're like, didn't this movie already come out?
Well, when because she did a movie exactly like that about 3 years ago.
Apparently that movie was supposed to come out 3 years ago, but the company that was distributing it went bankrupt. And then some other company bought it, and then they just released it later. Anyways, Kidnap was dope. Halle Berry, a gangsta-ass mom. Dude, she was hardcore as fuck in that movie. Anyways, though, Before I Awake, I was like, oh, that sounds cool. And then I watched the trailer, and I was like, I've fucking seen this trailer. I know I've seen this trailer. And fuck yeah. I saw it like last year. Netflix just picked up the rights to distribute it. That's pretty good. Yeah. It's pretty solid.
Well, because they were saying, like, what had happened was it had jumped around from like spot
dude,
before Netflix picked it up and was like, we're going to release it. And here you go.
It was a pretty solid, there was some good scares. I would say it was more like a horror thriller type movie over horror, but there were some good scares. Great fucking story. And I don't understand why who keeps not wanting to hire Thomas Jane for good roles. Like, Thomas Jane is a straight gangster. He was the Punisher. Like, before John Bernthal was the Punisher. And he was gangster as shit. He's great in this movie, too. Two, Kate Bosworth. Dude, fucking Blue Tide. Or what's that movie that she... What's the surf movie that she's in? Blue Crush?
Blue Crush.
Dude. She's killing it, man. She was amazing in this movie. I couldn't believe how good she was. I don't know why she ain't getting more roles either. That being said, it was great. Kate Bosworth.
Oh, I'm sorry. Listeners, you can't see my face right now, but I'm like, are you serious? My
face? She was great. She was very good in this movie.
How long ago? Came out, that's the movie's over like 12 or 13 years old. It's an old movie.
I don't know what the fuck you're complaining about. That movie still fucking rocks.
Okay, so what's the fucker's guy, that guy's name? Sam Worthington? I can't remember his damn name. The guy,
don't get me started with Sam Worthington.
Okay, so
mister, we want to make you famous, so we're gonna put you in all these movies. Avatar, but you're 2008. He was terrible in Avatar.
I thought he was all right.
He wasn't even in Avatar. He was all CGI. It required
fucking Terminator. I thought he was a decent actor. I have that movie.
He was terrible in Terminator too.
Oh, you're crazy, bro.
Anyway. Sam Worthington,
John Stamos.
Sam Worthington was like, we're gonna make this white guy a superstar. We're gonna put you in all these big blockbuster movies. Why are you the same exact person in every single one of these fucking movies? That works for
some. I mean, I don't think Kate Bosworth is like unattractive, but she's a very I don't want to say plain looking either. I'd fuck her, you know. I mean, I'd bang her. Whatever.
All right, let's keep this PG. Wow. Remember,
I saw a great meme, and Homer, I know you saw it too because I saw you comment on it on Dom's Instagram. It's I could avoid lawsuits in the future, and it's Keanu Reeves taking a picture.
I thought that was so funny. The reason why I thought that was so funny was because remember we went to the Comic-Con, and I met a Vamp.
Yeah,
I had my hand like 2 inches away. I was like, "There it is."
You're in the picture. Keeping it classy, but I'm not even touching that bitch. I did not make no contact. My point being, David, you have zero tact right now.
Well, whatever. What I'm trying to say is, she's beautiful.
Watch this movie for free on Netflix, and I'm telling you, it was a good movie, and she was great in it. That's all I was trying to say.
Yeah,
that's all I was trying to say.
I think you had
to make it weird.
When they don't become, it's not weird. It's not weird. Sorry.
I would love for you to pick up a chick that way. Hey, girl, I would listen.
Damn it.
In your defense, real quick, I'm looking through her IMDb, and I was like, oh, she wasn't that good in that.
Not going to get political, but
Straw Dogs was pretty terrible.
President of the United States literally said, I grab him by the pussy. So you know what? Sorry. I'm not the worst guy in the world, okay? I'm not leading the free country. Beyond the point, what I'm trying to say is Kate Bosworth, she wasn't a bankable star. She was in the Superman Returns movie, which crap movie, even though I thought it was all right, but it didn't do
dude,
well.
There's one cool scene in that entire movie, and it's where Superman gets shot in the eyeball.
Yes! Yes!
That scene is fucking amazing. That high five. That, you know, Superman only throws one punch in that entire movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's when he punches the island.
I saw it like once or twice.
He punches the island. That's it. There's no other. He doesn't do any attack maneuvers at all. He just gets hit.
That's I'm going to have to watch that just to like see that part.
I'm promising. Yeah, why do you think, real quick, why do you think Man of Steel was hyper-violent? And he like fucked people up. People complained about Superman Returns. It's just a love letter to Donner. It's just a love letter to Donner. He only
and it's funny because
the whole movie. And
but see, that's
like,
the way.
Well, fuck
but that's the way everybody is.
That was like, I'm Mr. Donner
for a while now. Hmm. There's too much action, and then there's not enough action.
Nobody.
It was too dark of a movie.
It's too like everybody's funny a Star Wars of a movie.
It's like, oh my god. Yeah.
It sucked. David Blue's nose. Right when I told that joke, he would have appreciated it.
Yeah.
I did.
No, you're right. Fucking stupid Star Wars fucking fanboys. They get all upset. The Force Awakens is too much like A New Hope. Blah, 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 blah. I was like, okay, like, let's make it completely fucking different than Empire Strikes Back. Why couldn't they make it like Empire Strikes Back? This is such a departure from what Star Wars is supposed to be.
They or is it just me? It looks like exactly like Carlos Mencia right now. Like the fucking hair and like the sound, way he sounds like.
Dude, like, I haven't heard of
if
him.
If you had that
friend.
Tan instead of the tan, dude, you would be Carlos Mencia right now.
I'm telling you, man. I think I would be good at stand up if I could like be funny and write jokes. Like I think I could get the delivery right.
Wow. I think everybody would be good at stand up.
I would be a great
actor
if I had a great body and a great smile. I don't know. I think I'd make great.
I'd be a great computer developer if I knew how to write programs.
No. Okay. Let's step back here. I think there's some legitimacy to saying something like that. So tell you this way. It's the same thing about playing guitar. No, listen, for real. I feel like if I knew how to play guitar really well, like I could play a few covers, but I can't play it like really, really well. I feel like if I could play really, really, really well, I'd be a great songwriter. And I know that sounds fucking stupid, because no shit, right? But I don't think you knowing how to play, you could be a master at playing the guitar and a terrible songwriter. But I feel like if I can learn how to play the guitar. Yeah, I feel like if I could fucking master it, I'd be a great songwriter. I think it transcends to everything else. And I can't believe I already forgot what the fucking first thing I said. Oh yeah, stand-up comedy. I feel it takes a certain presence. You know, it's kind of like, you know, I'm not that great at singing, but I love doing karaoke. And I can get like people pumped up about it. I feel like I could do the same thing in stand up. I think I could, if I could, because you know me, I'm terrible at being funny when I'm trying to be. I'm only funny when I'm not trying to be. And
I feel like you're.
We lost David. I think no. Yeah, we're here.
Okay, sorry. Sorry, I got a call.
No.
I can't believe you have that ringtone. I'm just gonna say.
Oh, is like, my ringtone?
Did David just die?
Really?
I was like,
so,
Jack Bauer.
Okay, real quick. So to summarize what David's saying, Homer, you'll get this reference, I know for sure. What David's trying to say is he'd be really good at karaoke and roll.
Karaoke and roll. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Sure. So you're like a karaoke, but only for really good singing. Like if you suck, get out of here.
Boo, you suck. It's karaoke. We're all drunk. No, this is serious shit right here.
All right. For real. Let's wrap this up with things that we're excited for to see in this new year. Particularly, let's just go with movies. Anything you guys want to get off your chests?
Black Panther.
Black Panther, fuck you, yeah, dude. Anybody see the special spot yesterday during the college football game?
No.
I don't know. After watching Friday Night Lights and being a Cowboys fan my whole life, I found like a really deep love for football this year. And I watched the game. Man, that's a fucking long-ass game. I watched like the full first half, every second of it, and I was like, I cannot do this for another half.
So then, college games are always super long for some fucking reason, right?
So long, dude. And well, so I finished Love, and then came back, and there was like 5 minutes left in the game, and it was the overtime situation. I was like, I was so stoked.
No, I think it's because they play at all fucking times because there's so many fucking colleges and only so many hours of the day they got to play to like show them on TV because, you know, sponsors got to make their money. NCAA needs to make their money. So they play really fucking late. And so, yeah. No, I didn't see the Black Panther TV spot, though. I've seen all the trailers. Unless they made a new trailer, I think I might have seen that one.
I think there was a couple extra scenes. There was a really cool thing with the claw that I hadn't seen with Andy Serkis. His hand is like an actual mechanism now, and he like actually shot like a grappling hook. It was pretty cool. Michael B. Jordan. I'm really confused because I thought like they were brothers, or cousins or something. But like Chadwick Boseman has like a distinct African accent, whereas Michael B. Jordan is like just still Michael B. Jordan. Like it literally just looks like Creed showed up, and he still talks like Creed though. He's like, "What's up? I want your secrets and the crown." I was
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? That's kind of funny, though. Isn't he the second person?
Yeah,
played two Marvel characters. Because didn't Captain America?
No, it's not. Yeah, Chris Evans was Johnny Flame. Now he's Captain. He's Captain America.
That's kind of hilarious, actually.
I mean, if you want to get technical,
realize that.
What's his face? Whatever. Thanos is Cable, so he's played two guys too.
Oh, yeah.
He's even crossed genres because he was Jonah Hex first. And that's technically.
Yep.
What is that? Is it Vertigo or
Marvel?
It's Vertigo. Is it Vertigo or is it?
Yeah, I think it's Vertigo.
Yeah, yeah.
Vertigo or Dark Horse. It's one of those. Is it the same as Constantine? I don't know. It's one of those, which is DC. So he's even crossed major companies.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Any Marvel movie, they're always so great, so I'm definitely going to go see that like the weekend comes out.
But yeah, I think just what's like really I saw killed Thor.
It for me a little bit. You do. Wait, what? That's right. Yeah. Fuck. I think what's really killed it for me a little bit is just the fact that I'm like so hyped up for the Avengers movie.
Yeah.
And it comes out in like 4 months and the fact that you know he's alive, so you know, I mean, unless they ended some specific, you know, outlandish way that continues into Infinity War, already know everything's okay at the end of the movie.
See, and like this, I have to agree with you. Like, I really think that the hype around Infinity War is really dampening what Black Panther should be. Like, I went to Target over the weekend, and I was like fucking blown away by how much Black Panther toys like just fucking stacked on the shelf. Like, these are fucking awesome. I'm about to buy a Killmonger action figure because I can fucking own a Michael B. Jordan action figure. Duh. And so, like, that movie looks great. The only gripe that I have is they keep showing that fucking car scene in the trailer, and the CGI is not blowing my mind by any stretch of the imagination. Like, it's not that great. Like watching him fight and do there was a new part in the spot yesterday. He does like a cool handshake with one of the girls. I was like, that was pretty cool. And then, it was a GIF. Like the next day, it was all over my Facebook. I was like, that's.
I'm done or what?
So I'm excited for that. So I have a list here of other movies. Top 10 most anticipated movies of 2018 from IMDb. The first one is, I have a lot in common with this one. Solo, a Star Wars movie, comes out May 25th.
Yeah, Han Solo's.
I'm actually not excited for that at all.
Yeah, me neither, because I've seen zero marketing material for this, and it comes out in 5 months. Like, that's insane.
I'm probably with the fanboys on this one. I feel like it's a very unnecessary movie. I think they could have picked a lot of better characters, but like anything we need to know about Han Solo that we don't already know.
I don't know. Yeah. I think I would have rather just seen a Lando Calrissian movie with Donald Glover being the star. That would have been way more fun.
I would have rather seen, we already know where Boba Fett came from.
That's next, isn't it? Isn't that the next Solo movie?
They were wanting it to be.
I thought that was the 2020 movie, or is that Obi-Wan?
No, I don't know. I actually make some original Star Wars movies that are connected but not around the Jedi.
Well, they've had like 36 TV shows you can watch instead.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're all, I mean, you still have all the fucking Jedis in them and they're all prequel based. I like the, like Rogue One was really good, but that was obviously a bridge story.
I didn't like Rogue One at all.
Really?
Yeah, the only thing I liked the last 20 minutes, the big battle.
Where they all died? Cool. Thank you.
Yes, I liked that.
Really? You really didn't like it?
I genuinely didn't like it. Like, I took Riley to go see it. It was like a, just like a Father Sunday. And fucking, he was like jacking around in his chair. And I was like, I can't even be mad at him because I'm bored as fuck in this movie right now. The only cool thing was Donnie Yen. I am one with the Force. The Force is with me. That was fucking dope as shit. And Donnie Yen should have been the entire movie. I would have watched him fight all day long, as I would do any day. But yeah, I thought it was really boring and really unnecessary.
I thought it was a really great story.
The best part of the story was, hey, I realized I was kind of being a douche, so I made this secret passageway for you guys to destroy this. Like, oh, that makes sense why there's this really convenient way for them to destroy this thing. So I liked about 8 minutes of the movie.
I don't know. Or they could just, like, little standalone movies and just continue on the normal fucking trilogies.
Yeah, because the Skywalker saga should never die. I'm actually a firm believer in that.
Apparently it's going to die.
People keep saying, like, oh, you know, we need to move past the Skywalker saga. Oh, why? I don't need to see DC movies that Batman doesn't exist in.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm starting to look through this IMDb list, and this is, I don't know who's making this list, because Solo was first. Next up is Mission Impossible 6.
Really?
Yeah, okay. I'm not sure why this is a most anticipated movie, let alone in the top 10 list. Henry Cavill. I'm really looking forward to seeing Henry Cavill in his mustache, because I already saw it digitally removed in Justice League.
Hell yeah.
Next, Ocean's 8. This looks surprisingly good, not going to lie.
Have not seen the trailer for that one yet either.
I'm interested, but I'm not hyped.
It's a fun trailer. It's a very fun trailer.
It looks very interesting, but like I said, I don't think I'm going to be watching it day of. Like, oh, no. It's a great cast, don't get me wrong.
Comes out in June, can't wait to Redbox it in October.
It ain't pulling me yet.
All right. Next up, The Predator. Who's making this list? This is terrible.
Have you seen the trailer that they released to that like over 2 years ago or some shit like that?
Like Predator?
It's like in the medieval days.
Yeah, no, that's not what it's not. It's like a current thing.
They changed it again?
Yeah, it's just like, it's like some badass motherfuckers. It's Shane Black, the guy who did the Lethal Weapon series, Iron Man 3.
Iron Man 3.
Yeah. It's got it's got Key from Key and Peele. He's one of the army guys, and then Olivia Munn is an army person too. I feel like that says enough about this movie already.
Olivia Munn.
Pacific Rim Uprising. Oh, I can't even get behind this list anymore. Who's excited about this movie?
Pacific Rim was so boring, and I own that.
What? Really?
It's like one of the few movies that I. I'm sorry. Okay, let me rephrase that. It was good for a one watch.
That movie,
it is not rewatchable.
It is one of the few movies that I own, but yet he posted a couple of days ago, reasons why to date me, tons of fucking Blu-ray mix. Okay, if your Blu-ray movies consists of the Green Lantern,
look, fuck you.
And the Pacific Rim.
I got a lot of great movies there.
Okay. And hold on, suck a dick. What's that show that you have?
Then again, I did
Hills seasons like one through whatever.
The OC.
Don't you have that show?
Oh, the OC. Bitch. And number two. I already forgot what I was going to say. Oh yeah, Pacific Rim. I think during a Black Friday, like it was like $2 for Blu-rays, and I was just like grabbing everything I could grab. I mean, I bought The Great Gatsby, Leo's Great Gatsby, and I still never seen it, but it's still on my shelf.
Nothing with that movie.
Star Trek Into Darkness. You told me you didn't like it. I got it on Black Friday. I saw it. I thought it was decent, so I just bought it. But it was like $4, so I was like, easy buy. You know, whatever, cheap. And so yeah.
The only thing I'm excited about this new Pacific Rim movie is John Boyega stars in it. I don't. I waiting to see him in something I really enjoy, because I really enjoyed him as a younger actor in Attack the Block. I was like, dude, this kid's got some real potential. And then he was in Star Wars, and I was like, he was pretty damn good in Star Wars.
Have you seen the movie The Circle?
No, I haven't yet. With
I haven't seen the new one.
You know
one.
What I'm talking about?
I saw the one that's on Netflix, but I haven't seen the new one.
No, that's the one with Hermione.
Yeah. No, but that's the old one.
Emma Watson. The one I'm talking about.
Yeah, but you know, there's two. There's the original one, and there's the new one.
John Boyega is in that movie. I didn't realize it. In the movie The Circle with Tom Hanks, Emma Watson, John Boyega, Karen Gillian, the girl that plays fucking
Nebula.
They're all in that fucking movie. And I'll tell you what. Yeah, it wasn't terrible to me, but I know that. I mean, I don't even need to go look at Rotten Tomatoes to know that movie.
Yeah, it definitely bad. Underperformed.
Bad. And yeah, it was a real. Not a weird story. It just kind of. I don't know. I feel like it never really began or ended. It was a fucking weird movie. Anyway.
Yeah, it's a not circle, terrible. Bro. There's no ending. Come on now. It's probably intentional. I'll watch it. Also, Pacific Rim movie, Scott Eastwood. I feel like Scott Eastwood is about to be the next Sam Worthington. Like, they keep putting him in these movies and like trying to market him, and then you watch the movie and he's in the movie for like 15 minutes, or he's in the movie for a lot longer, and you're all, what the fuck, can we get a different dude? I don't know. I love Clint Eastwood. Scott Eastwood's got some ground to prove. Next on the list, Tomb Raider. Alicia Vikander is Lara Croft.
I'm interested.
I was not a huge fan of that trailer. I actually thought it was kind of boring.
It definitely looks... It looks more interesting than the story of Tomb Raider, what the Angelina Jolie Tomb Raiders ended up being. More interesting, but I don't know.
I see what you're saying, and I think you might be right, David. I think I'll have to agree with you. But will it be as fun as the Angelina Jolie movies?
Yeah, just Angelina Jolie is just fucking hot.
Yeah, and...
Here we go.
Dude, you have Angelina... You have Lara Croft meets James Bond in one of those movies. Like, come on. Next on the list, Jurassic World, The Fallen Kingdom. Bom, bom, bom.
The Lost World Part 2 is what I see it as.
Again, none of this marketing material has excited me for this movie. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, we're running from the dinosaurs now. Like, what the fuck? Okay. That being said, I'm sure it's going to be a really fun movie. I hope
Jurassic Park fanboys, David?
I hope they take themselves just as seriously as they did with Jurassic World. I love Jurassic World. It has a not amazing story. It has a not amazing plot, but it is... extremely fucking fun summertime movie. So fun. So I hope they just kind of stay in that same vein. Next up, Deadpool 2.
Hell yeah.
I don't think we need to talk about that. Next up, Black Panther. We already talked about that.
I already touched it.
Is this number one? Yep. Avengers Infinity War. Yeah, pretty sure we know that we're all excited for that.
Yeah, that hype train is coming. What else comes out this? Isn't there another Marvel movie besides those two that come out?
And then the Wasp after.
Yeah, I think that's the fall movie, and then also.
No, it's gonna be like the next month. It's like July.
Is it really
July? Yeah, it's just like Ant-Man came out after Voltron, like the next month.
You're right. It's gonna be July 6th. That's crazy.
So we know Ant-Man survives.
Yeah, that's true.
He survives phase one.
Well, because they have to introduce the Wasp. Well, so I think they're backdooring the Wasp in through Infinity War, though.
Yeah, I feel like they would bring her into it.
I'm pretty excited about that. Ant-Man was one of those ones that kind of caught me off guard. I still like watching that movie, so I'm pretty excited for Ant-Man 2. Also, at the end of the year, we have Aquaman coming out. I'm pretty stoked for that. And this week, The Commuter with Liam Neeson and Norman Bates' mom.
That actually looks pretty good.
It does look pretty good. So.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good list so far.
I think we got a good start to the year. I'm pretty excited for what's to come. Everything's like really close with the Marvel world. Like you got February is Black Panther, and then May you already have Infinity War. It's kind of, it's like, I don't know. I just feel like it's so fast. Like they're just like boom, 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 boom. It's good for them.
It's gonna be a good time.
Yep. All right, boys. Good to be back.
Great to be back.
Did you have a fun time? Great to be back. Like Tony the fucking Tiger. Okay. Right.
All right. Well, I guess we're ending. So thank you for listening, guys. I'm David.
I'm Homer.
And I'm Aaron. Y'all have a great night. Happy New Year. We'll talk to you guys soon.